Hockey's Stanley Cup Finals are underway, this year a true North-South competition. Game 3 takes place tomorrow in Calgary, Alberta, where the hometown Flames play the Lightning of Tampa Bay, Florida. Each team has won one game so far, and if you already knew that, you must be a hockey fan. Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk sports, and he's here once again. Hiya.
Hi, Robert.
This no-name final series for the Stanley Cup seems to illustrate the troubles the NHL is having in finding new TV audiences. And now the NHL's commissioner, Gary Bettman, has pretty much said that if they can't solve their labor troubles, there may not be a season next year.
Yeah, and this should come as no surprise to anyone who's been paying even scant attention to the league. It's been the dominant story of this season. The season opened with the league saying that its teams lost $300 million the previous year. Commissioner Bettman says that its teams are spending a higher percentage of the league's revenue on salaries than any other sport, and that the league wants what it euphemistically calls cost certainty. Players dispute all of that, and there's been no progress in the labor talks, so there very well could be a shutdown come fall. And this all had a real impact on the season. Toward the end, a lot of teams were dumping the contracts of star players, getting little or nothing in return in order to get their books in order and lower their payroll before this potential work stoppage.
How does this happen? How does a league that has a lot of loyal fans, loyal enough to fill a lot of arenas, wind up in such a predicament?
Well, I think part of it has to do with the excessive ambition. The league expanded dramatically in the 90s to markets like Miami and Nashville and Phoenix, and this seemed like a good idea because of boom times in sports. The problem is, while that fans in these places that don't have a tradition in a sport like hockey will turn out when things go great, right now in Tampa Bay, for instance, that they're in the finals for the first time. The problem is that when they're not doing well, when these teams are mediocre, and most teams in sports have to be mediocre as a rule, they don't turn out with the same degree of enthusiasm. At the same time, a free market for players and the behavior of a few very rich teams pushed up the prices for player contracts, and the league never achieved what it had hoped for, which was a giant TV contract that in essence indemnifies all clubs against trouble down the road.
Well, the National Hockey League's last TV contract, it wasn't bad, $600 million over 5 years, and that is only relatively small compared with other major sports.
Yeah, and they just had to renew their contract at a particularly bad time, of course, with this labor mess going on. And instead of getting a big check this time, they're getting a reality check. They'll get the same amount of money from ESPN, around $60 million a year. But on broadcast television, ABC, which had carried the games, decided to dump the NHL. NBC has picked it up, and NBC will not pay the NHL a single dollar up front. This is a revenue-sharing agreement, and there's no way they're going to duplicate the kind of money they were getting before. In the playoffs, overall, actually, they've done better on television. The ratings are up a bit, but the finals reflect, again, this small market problem. The first game of this Calgary-Tampa Bay series was the lowest-rated finals game on ESPN since 1990.
On the other hand, it was the second-highest-rated NHL game ever on Canada's CBC network, so our neighbors to the north take a different view of these things.
Well, they know hockey. I mean, there's a Canadian team in there, of course, but more to the point, this is terrific hockey that's being played. It's a big departure from what we've seen in recent years. We've got two young teams that play fast, aggressive, end-to-end hockey. A lot of goals, a lot of excitement.
And I gather there's a terrific young player on Calgary.
Jerome Iginla. The NHL has been missing a real transcendent star since Wayne Gretzky. This could be the guy. He's the first black team captain in NHL history. He's outgoing, he's humble, he's telegenic, and he's very self-aware. Just a terrific guy all around.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Robert.